when I first moved here in 1974, a kid at the playground in Harborview would look up and all the kids would always wonder what that eye was.
This is Paul Pressing. He's one of the many people that ask Curious Juno what the story is behind the bloodshot eye painted on the side of Mount Juno.
Was it something scary looking down on us? Was it the mountain looking down? And of course, it was always end up being something scary and suspicious.
Was it a high school prank? Part of an underground rock climbing club's initiation? A Masonic conspiracy? I'm Carter Barrett with KTOO. And in this Curious Juno, we tracked down the origins of that precarious paint glaring over downtown. The eye is an age-old symbol of the divine and all-knowing. In parts of Europe and the Middle East, the evil eye is an emblem of misfortune. In George Orwell's 1984, it symbolizes government surveillance and omnipotence. The eye of Providence on the dollar bill is a source of conspiracy theories and national treasure films.
Who left clues to the treasure's location right before our eyes.
The unfinished pyramid, the all-seeing eye, are telling us something.
Here in the capital city, it seems like everyone has a theory about the Mount Juno eye. Here's Amber Round McPherson's and Fred Treem's.
I always thought it was like a group of seniors a couple years ago just went up there and painted it.
It's caused by an avalanche.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Sure of it.
We picked up the story with Juno Douglas High School class of 1970.
Well, all I know about that spot is that it's been kind of a spot for mountain graffiti for many years, dating back to when I was a senior in high school. Somebody in my class wrote a big 70 up there for the graduating date of our class.
That's Skip Gray, a longtime Juno resident who sometimes works for us in television production. Before it was an eye, it was a huge fluorescent 70. Gray cautiously put me in touch with a classmate who claims he originally painted the rock face.
Yeah, my name is John McKinnon. I was born and raised in Juno and lived most of my life here. Mm-hmm. And in the spring of 1970, my best friend Joe Smith and I took a day off from school and a case of fluorescent orange spray paint and hung off the rock on the side of the mountain and painted a big 70.
He was skipping school, but McKinnon says it wasn't exactly vandalism. He claims they had permission.
We researched that and discovered that that was a claim. We went to AJ Mines and talked to a very nice old gentleman named Mr. Byington, and he actually typed up a permission to paint class of 70 on the rock up there. Again, class of 70 had a tremendous amount of class spirit, and there were spirit competitions in high school, and that particular class won it every year from being freshmen through seniors, and this was just another show of our class spirit.
Today, an eye's been painted over that same rock face. Up close, it looks pretty rough. You might not even recognize it as an eye. The pupil looks like it might be the face of a black bear, and its gaping maw could be the zero in a faded 2010. We couldn't confirm McKinnon was the first to paint the rock. And a lot of longtime Juno residents with fuzzy memories had conflicting accounts of when it became an eye. Paul Pressing likes to think it's always been there.
Well, I'd like to always think it was like the ever-watchful eye of hope on Juno. You know, one of my friends, I remember in grade school, said his dad said it was, when the federal building was built, it was the eye to watch the feds.
Whatever it means or wherever it came from, it's probably not as exciting as the stories dreamed up here at ground level.
It's probably high school kids and a case of beer.
In Juno, I'm Carter Barrett.